fishing. I'm going fishing. Hook, sinker, and line.
Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to another Radio Fishing. And we're here today, Captain Kale, and we're going to talk about his fishing adventures as of Sunday, just to see what happens, ease our mind, get kind of into the fishing mood. So what's up, Captain Kale?
Yeah, we had a good day on the water on Sunday. It was a trout day for sure, but did pretty good considering the handicaps that I was under.
Okay, you were under a handicap. Which new handicap did this bring on?
We had a young couple on the boat, and she was 8 months pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, so the need to be near a bathroom all day was a necessity.
I get that, yes.
No, completely understandable.
That fits right in with 8 months worth of pregnant, but where was outside of that? I mean, you know, that pretty much means you're going to be in Bernstorff.
Yeah, pretty much. We hit 2 good known spots inside Bernstorff and outside Bernstorff.
Yeah, because if you're going to be within, you know, 10 minutes of I gotta go, that's pretty much where you're going to be there. Exactly. Or Fisherman's Village.
Yeah, one or the other.
And the only problem with Fishville is that the step's too high getting out of the boat.
Right.
You got to
crawl
out there.
Yeah, well, it's not much better at Bernstorff, but at least they have ladders down the dock to monkey your way up there.
You know, if you go around by the fuel docks, they got the one level with the water, but they're a little fussy. Don't you dock here.
Yeah, exactly.
Pregnant girl, you know, she's going to go to the bathroom. Yeah. They still don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
A little fussy down there. Anyway, so what were you using for bait? What happened with the trout?
We were free lining shrimp, and that seemed to be the ticket outside in the channel. I watched people throwing artificial. I watched people throwing shrimp under popping corks, under normal bobbers. And I would say that we were by far outperforming people with free-lining shrimp.
Well, free-lining shrimp, that's, or adding a little tiny, tiny split shot to it. That's what I do in Alligator Creek. That's what I do also in the Bernstorff channel. Any of these channels like that, not big on the popping cork there. Now, what's weird is if I'm in a canal, I pop and cork the heck out of it.
Yeah,
think it would be the same thing. But something about that sandbar, both sides, shallow water, deep water,
yeah,
I think they're just laying down too
they
far.
They are. They're laying down on the bottom. We wouldn't get any strikes until, you know, a few seconds after the cast and gave that shrimp time to make its way down towards the bottom. I threw artificials out there while they were fishing shrimp, and I was throwing shallow waters, my good old 17MR.
Not going to happen there.
Nothing.
You got to switch to the old-fashioned, you got to go Love Lures, tandems.
Yeah.
The DOA tandems, the Love Lure tandems, or that Bass Assassin with the pepper back, the silver, or the clear, what is it, white belly pepper back and chartreuse tail.
Yep.
Quarter ounce jig head.
Old Blake jig.
Yep. Pop it up in the, keep that rod tip popping. But you got to give it time to get down.
Yeah, the only one that really kind of worked was the Bone SL Zaraspook Jr., but it wasn't working for me.
Okay.
The trout would follow it and short strike it
in
the center of the canal, and then they would stop at that drop-off on the edge of the canal and pick up one of my client's shrimp.
Yeah, now Roger Harris, and I'm hoping to get Roger on the show here one day, is one of the best fishing guides in the world. Roger Harris, quiet, country attitude, just nicest guy I ever met, and can catch fish like almost nobody I've ever seen. I rate him in the top 5 or 10 guides I've ever met anywhere. And he taught me about sound chumming. And I had pulled into a spot of his, and he had been catching redfish back at Turtle Bay. And I knew it. I knew he'd been back there. And I'm hurting on the charter, so I go back there, and we caught a few redfish, and I'm coming out, and I look, and there come Roger coming in. I'm like, oh, my God. So I stop, waving down, and said, Roger, I'm really
gonna
sorry.
He's going to make me look bad.
I'm really sorry. I was fishing, you know, that spot back there. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I'll catch fish. And how he did it was he gives both of his customers something subsurface, either shrimp or a spoon, jerkbait. He uses a topwater. Now, he doesn't catch any fish with it, but it gets him going to the point the other two do catch fish. And yeah. he had a good day. That guy is, I mean, he doesn't even realize he's that smart. He just, you know, what do you mean you don't know how to do that? Well this is what you would do. You're there. Yeah, why wouldn't you just do this? Yeah, you know,
it's something that I tried, and I didn't try it intentionally. It just kind of came together last year. Clients would sit out there with popping corks, and I would throw the topwater. And it would do the same thing that we saw in Burnt Story. It would follow that right to their bobber, and
bang,
hit the shrimp underneath the bobber.
No, without a doubt. It's really amazing how the good thing is you picked it up by accident. You saw it work and everything else. And it's probably how Roger learned it however many decades ago he learned it. But it's funny. The big key in fishing, we always say, is that adapt and overcome. You know, you got to change it up. You got to try new things. And the thing is to be aware of what works. If you're throwing a popping cork out there, a bobber, spayed under a bobber, somebody's got a topwater, goes by your bobber, you get a hit, well, you might want them to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I... Semper Gumby.
Semper Gumby?
Semper Gumby.
Okay, now I'm sorry, but you're going to have to expand on Semper Gumby for those of us non-military types.
The Marine Corps motto is Semper Fidelis, always faithful. Mm-hmm. And we jokingly adopted Semper Gumby because of the hurry up and wait mentality of the military and the way plans always change, and you got to be flexible.
So, and it's Gumby is very flexible.
So that's the way I got to be out there on the water, Semper Gumby.
So Semper Gumby, that works. Yep. And remember, follow your elephant.
Follow the elephant. I mean, if you see stuff like that, and that's, I think, why that I come up with some of these things is I pay attention out there. It's just not another client, another day, another trip. That's just doesn't. You got to
learn
through them.
You got to learn. You
know? Yeah.
All right. So we've been messing around with that. Let's finish up on what's a couple of good trout spots right now.
Any channel with good current.
Okay. So Pirate I'm going to go with Colony Point.
Well, yeah, Colony Point's a good one, and you can work all the way down the east side.
And then I'm going to go with the mouth of the Elkham.
Mouth of the Elkham over on in Alligator Bay.
And then Alligator Creek.
Alligator Creek. Don't rule out Ponce. Ponce is a great
place
to
pick up trout. I should have mentioned Ponce. But the one thing they all have in common is major water flow.
Nice.
Mouth of the Burnt Store Marina, Alligator Creek, Colony Point. Anywhere where you've got a lot of canals feeding out into a single point is going to be good for trout right now. But as we're saying, in the mouths of the canals, fish deep. And the mouth of the channels, the mouth of the...
And don't forget the upper holes, the deeper holes in the upper Myakka cutoff. Don't rule out Tippy Canoe. Those are always your go-to
trout spots. Don't talk about Tippy Canoe. That's where I fish. I don't want them going there. I go out. Everybody goes to the left. I go to the right. Yeah, you're talking about my hiding spots here.
Yeah.
There's nobody up there. I like it that way. Anyway... any final thoughts on the trout? What else happened? Anything else happened on Sunday?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it was a normal, everyday charter. I don't think she liked my bathroom recommendations. We were sitting inside Burnt Store for about half an hour, and they decided it was time to go. And she said, well, what are the options? I said, well, you can hang it over the side. You can use the cast net bucket, or you can use the live well. Really? Well, yeah, I said, if worse comes to worse, we can go over there to the dock and you can go to the indoor bathroom. Why didn't you say that first?
Well,
I'm going to get my shots in.
Well, why lead with, the main story? You know, you got to build up to it.
And today we're going out on a client's boat. A lot of people may not realize that I do that. I'm one of the few charter captains that will go out on your boat for educational trips.
And basically that means you can punch your GPS because it's your boat.
Yeah.
You go to the spots, you drive there, if I'm riding passenger in a car and somebody takes me to somebody's house, I can't remember how to get back there.
No.
If I drive there, I can usually drive back 10 years from that.
Yeah, I got a 50-50 chance, but it's still better than being a passenger.
Yeah. So this way, you Kale does trips on his boat and regular charter, go out, have fun fishing, and play bathroom adventures. Or you can hire him to go on your boat and show you where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And Kale is a very, very good teacher. But we're running out of time. And this is Captain Kale over here. And give me your phone number, Kale. Let's try that.
My number is 941-916-4538. You can find me on www.reelbadfish.com.
Okay, or you could find him on fishandfranks.com too. So anyway, this is Fish and Frank, and thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing.